A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2018 issue on ethical decision-making. Ethics for Earth by Corinne Sanders, OP. Corinne Sanders, OP, is the Director of Sustainability for the Dominican Sisters of Adrian, a sponsoring community of IPJC. It was unanimous. The delegates of the General Chapter 2016, a decision-making body of the Dominican Sisters of Adrian, Michigan, called together every 6 years, committed that one congregation focus was to, quote, sacrifice to mitigate significantly our impact on climate change and ecological degradation, unquote. This decision fluidly and without ripple flowed from our congregations as we gave voice to our understanding of our unity with Earth and her future. We believe wholeheartedly that our lives are intertwined with Earth, our common home. Our footsteps and our actions make a difference. Soon after this decision, the campus directors came together to brainstorm how we might live into this commitment. Meatless Monday seemed to be a simple, realistic action to begin our journey. After all, the positive impact of an individual eating a more plant-rich diet has often been documented. Following an informational session with residents and co-workers, we began Meatless Mondays. We learned quickly that asking our community to conserve energy and water use, to begin composting, and to intensify our recycling efforts were relatively casual and easy requests. In the struggle to find common solutions, never once did we doubt each other's commitment to Earth. We knew that we shared the same moral and religious perspective that compelled us to adopt the enactment. However, messing with people's food preferences is not as simple, even if just for one day. Over this past year and a half, our adventure with Meatless Monday has sparked many conversations, some more challenging than others. In the end, we have negotiated off a strictly plant-based menu on the cafeteria-style dining room menu to one that includes dairy products and, at times, seafood. Some of us have stretched and changed our dietary choices beyond Monday's offering. Many have grown to enjoy farro, quinoa, and other grains. All of us remain committed to small and large changes in our lifestyle. We realize that this enactment requires continued transformation in our lives to make any difference in our world. The beginning of living into our vision was the easy part, giving voice to our beliefs. It is in the day-to-day where we are challenged to stretch, to intensify, to recommit, and to do so in communion with each other.